The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, April 5th, and we have got an extremely special guest, the great Hannah Storm. Hannah, I am honored to have you here on this podcast, get a chance to talk with you. The really iconic things that you have done throughout the course of your career. I said this to you before we started. I think about this often. There are women who have laid the foundation to cover this league, cover sports in a way that now we are so grateful and blessed to be able to continue doing. And we see that grow all the time. But first, I want to say thank you for your time here today. But thank you for everything that you have done that afforded a lot of us females, many, many opportunities that we're so thankful to have.
Well, that's incredibly generous of you, kind. And I definitely along the way felt a lot of responsibility. There weren't a lot of women who, well, almost none, less than a handful when I started out, who were broadcasting sports, certainly on a national level. And I've always felt a lot of responsibility to do the best job that I could so that it would be a viable career option for so many women to follow. Cool. And it's really exciting for me to see everything that's happening these days. And so many women, especially I think in the NBA, you know, calling games, game analysts, studio hosts. So I absolutely love it. It's super gratifying. So thank you for that.
Well, and Hannah, with that being said, and we're going to get into your career, some of the things you're doing, what you have done in the past, we have seen an absolute explosion in the women's game. Mm-hmm. The coverage has increased. The viewership has increased. We saw it throughout the course of the past couple seasons with the WNBA, women's college basketball, but more than ever right now. We're getting set for the Final Four. The ratings have been through the roof. I think the attention everywhere. What's been your perspective and take on where the women's game is at and in what we're up ahead here this weekend, but just the growth that you've seen throughout the course of this NCAA tournament and season?
Well, sometimes it takes a phenomenon, someone or something that captures the imagination of people beyond sports, and that's clearly been Caitlin Clark. She has had an enormous impact, not only just in terms of people actually attending games, but I just think the kinds of things she does, the fact that she's the kind of talent that we've never seen. I think, you know, the logo threes alone are just something that, you know, puts her in the Steph Curry-esque conversation. her competitiveness, how she elevates her team, how she handles herself, the kinds of things she says. And, you know, with women's basketball, it's definitely like any other business, sort of a rising tide lifts all boats. And there are so many other great young stars that are getting attention. I mean, Paige Bueckers tonight, like, you just can't forget what she means to the game. You can't forget the standard that UConn set for years and years that everybody else was forced to rise up to, and before them, Tennessee and LSU back in the day. You know, there have been great players that you know, Cheryl Miller, great players that these players are standing on the shoulders of. It's funny because the tournament itself is receiving the same amount of coverage. It's the shoulder programming that is now covering it. So it's all of the other shows that are now talking about it, that are now treating women's basketball on the same level that they would talk about an NBA game, or, you know, they'll make time amidst talking about the NFL to carve out a piece of programming to talk about the women's Final Four because people are interested. So it's just, it's really been fascinating to watch. It's really been exciting to watch. Tonight will be another record-breaking broadcast. And then if Iowa makes it to the final against, say, an undefeated South Carolina, like, I can't even imagine. But Caitlin Clark's been must-see TV, and everything else has been really derivative off of that.
Yeah, and it's fascinating you say that, because I do. I watch you all the time, and you're doing women's basketball highlights, and that's something that I look back even, you know, in regularly in Maine. This morning, I'm watching First Take. They're leading the show with women's basketball and the matchups tonight, and that's where so often you had the incredible talent, the skill, all of that, but the attention now surrounding it for you tonight. And we mentioned, you know, what Paige Bueckers is doing, UConn, Geno, Dawn Staley, South Carolina, undefeated. This, there's so many storylines.
NC State, of course, great Cinderella.
That it goes on and on. Great. Do you have predictions or picks here?
I just
for what you expect to happen.
Well, I think, you know, listen, all sorts of people have devised all sorts of defenses. You know, tried everything against Caitlin Clark to no avail. The only concern, and I have no doubt that Geno will have an incredible game plan. My only concern about UConn is the fact that Bueckers is going to have to play the entire game. They are so shorthanded. They only have 7 healthy players. You're going to see tonight a bunch of really talented women sitting on the bench. They have gone to incredible lengths to recover in this tournament. Everything available, all the sleep technology, the cryo chambers, like everything you can imagine. I just think that it'll take a superhuman effort for them to win. And then if they do, then you're going to run up against South Carolina. And South Carolina is an absolute juggernaut. So I would pick South Carolina. Obviously, they're a heavy favorite over NC State. I think they're not going to have any problems winning that game. And then I don't know what to think about tonight. It probably, because UConn's shorthanded, I probably would put Iowa back in the final.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun to continue to watch. As I mentioned earlier, you have a new podcast out, NBA DNA, with Hannah Storm. What inspired you to start this, and why is it so special for you?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a documentary style podcast, so it's not necessarily like, you know, just an interview every episode, although a couple of bonus episodes will be that way because the interviews were just so good. But I grew up as the daughter of a basketball executive. So my father was the 5th commissioner of the old American Basketball Association. And then he was with a bunch of teams, started the Indiana Pacers. He was with the Atlanta Hawks, a ton of teams in between in the NBA and the ABA. So the first couple episodes are about our life growing up, but it's, you know, about the history of the ABA, and, you know, Dr. J is in it, and Bob Costas, and some great basketball writers from Sports Illustrated, Peter Vesey, longtime writer, my brothers are in it. And then all this cool archival footage and sound from the NBA. So the best part about partnering with the NBA was just the access to everything that they have in their archives, which is a really great way to tell a story about a league that wasn't televised back in like the 70s. So it's, sometimes it's hard to tell archival stories, but I think that's a great thing about a podcast is people can really use their imagination. I have some great storytellers that I'm working with. I mean, iHeart does it, like no one else. They know how to weave a tale. And so the first few episodes is like basketball through the lens of my life. So it takes it through like the early days of the ABA, then the merger, then, my first job in radio, early days covering the Rockets, then moving to Charlotte, the Hornets expansion team, then to the NBA on NBC. Just really, really fun. And then into the WNBA, as a first play-by-play person for the WNBA. And then on to now and ESPN. So, and I think our last episode is definitely going to be, the future of women's basketball because of the explosion. So it's really, really, really been fun. And there's multiple guests and just cool, cool, cool old sound and unheard stories in every episode.
I love every bit of that. And you yeah. touched on it, the fact that before we get to the NBA, you've covered so many sports, you've covered news, you've been in different places. You were a trailblazer in a lot of areas and a lot of places. Why is the NBA growing up in your background, but why does the NBA hit you in a different way and strike a different chord of passion in areas that you have experienced so much, both growing up, but also the places you have been in the positions you have been that have set the foundation for a lot of females?
Yeah, it's really been full circle because growing up as the daughter of a sports executive and always going to basketball games since I was little when it wasn't a school night. So I fell in love with sports because I had the exposure to it that I think a lot of young girls didn't have. And there were basketball players that would come over for the holidays, were always around the house. And that was our discussion at the dinner table. And I understood what it meant to a family to win, to lose, to move around. To get fired, to win championships, all those things are things that I experienced on a really visceral level as a child. And then I think that propelled me and gave me the strength because I loved sports so much to go into an area which was very, very difficult to even get a job. And really to soldier on beyond a lot of the things that I encountered because I just knew how much fun sports was and I loved it and I was comfortable around it. And so it gave me, I would say, the backbone to really do something that hadn't been done before. And then to come full circle and host the NBA on NBC. And at that time, I became the first female host of a major sports league ever in the United States of their broadcasts. And I would go to these basketball games and it was like old home week. I would see people that maybe had known my dad or, people that I had somehow tangentially known. It was just this big, huge family. And so I entered it as a broadcaster at a time when it was just in its glory days. And it was just incredible, the basketball of the 90s. And I had gotten my first TV gig back in Houston at a local station that broadcast all of the Rockets away games, So it was just like at every step of the way. And then my first full-time job was in Charlotte when the NBA came to Charlotte that first year. So I talked to Rex Chapman and Del Curry and Muggsy Bogues for that. And I mean, the stories they have are just incredible from back in the day. So I think it's, just really at every important touch point in my career, I've covered, the whole arc of Kobe's career and you know, including coverage of his memorial service, which is just incredible to think about. And, you know, was there at the beginning of Shaq's career and had a lot of intersecting points with Charles, you know. It's just been it's been an amazing experience meeting so many people. And there's really an endless amount of stories. Yeah, but the first season is 12 episodes. So there's probably like, I don't know, dozens and dozens and dozens of potential episodes, but it's off to a great start.
Oh, I can tell. I cannot wait to lock in NBA DNA with Hannah Storm. We're going to take a quick break and be right back here with more.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak with the great Hannah Storm. Amongst all the many things she does, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, new podcast here with iHeartRadio. Of course, anchor on SportsCenter. Hannah, we've documented a lot of the areas and spaces you've been. What's been your most difficult interview that you've had?
I mean, I think, you know, at times there's people who, for whatever reason, don't want to be interviewed or they don't like the process, or they're just not invested and they do it out of obligation. I think those have been difficult. I don't know if I could pinpoint one. There's, you know, really, I think the most difficult are actually what I experienced when I was in news at CBS, because unfortunately I hosted the morning show on CBS for 6 years, which is something I had always wanted to do. And after we lost the NBA at NBC, I pivoted to morning television before I went back into sports at ESPN. And I think that, you know, we had to cover wars. We had to cover things like Hurricane Katrina. We had to cover a lot of tragedy. And I think for me, the most difficult was probably the second iteration of the Gulf War, which was one that, you know, was thought to be something that was going to happen very quickly and obviously was not. And as people were perishing in that war, we would interview the families. And I just think doing an interview with anybody who's lost someone in their family is such a responsibility and is so devastating, but also you just feel like you want to do justice to that person and that family. So I would say that series of interviews was difficult. And I would say the day that Stuart Scott died, I was on the air and I stayed on the air for several hours and I interviewed all those people who loved him and so many people. And I just think those, you know, that day really stands out to me. And I have been in the chair for other sort of tragedies that have happened. And I just think it's such a, you have to walk such a delicate line. And I just feel such a sense of, wow, I want this interview to be like cathartic for this family. I want this person to be remembered in the best way and in an important way, in a dignified way. And so I would say those types of interviews are the most difficult.
You mentioned Stuart Scott, and we saw and could feel the beautiful relationship that you had with him through the screen and on air. And as you mentioned these and your care about these interviews, you could that comes through as a viewer. I think that's why you've been so beloved throughout the course of your career, because you are genuine and you feel like even though this is the first time we may be speaking or someone may never meet you, they feel like they know you. How would you describe your relationship with Stuart and just what he meant to you?
Yeah, I just think that I think that the one thing that I thought was so cool about Stuart, and you know, having recently been diagnosed with cancer and a very awesome outcome, you know, I'm cancer free because of early detection. Stuart obviously had a very public battle with cancer, and that's very difficult. And I don't think that you can underestimate how hard it is to go through what you're going through and to share it with other people. That is, it's hard enough to go through on a personal level, but then to be so, I guess, in the way that he was so giving about sharing his struggles, and he was so honest about it. And so every time you would see him, he would just be like, yep, this was my day. And, you know, and he was so, made you feel like it was okay to talk about and made you feel comfortable. You know what I mean? And here he is going through hell, but he made you feel like, all right, I'm going to share this with you. You know what I mean? And so you always felt like it was kind of a privilege to have him let you into his world. And I think the fact that he was like working out all the time and he's like, I'm having my protein shakes and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Or I feel that the one thing I really remember vividly, because when you get diagnosed with cancer, the first question everybody says, or when you say, I have a friend who has cancer, what stage is it? Right. And he always was like, I don't know. I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to put a number on it. I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to be hemmed in that way. And he approached cancer the way that a lot of cancer treatment is approached today. I'm going to live with this. Okay. And we're going to figure out the best medicine possible and the best things possible to allow me to live my life. And I just think that he was, I don't want to say like ahead of his time in so many ways, like I do, but I do consider Stuart a trailblazer in so many ways. And not the least of which I think is his legacy that he left in terms of how he handled his fight with cancer.
Yeah, and one, we are thrilled that you are cancer free, and
very fortunate. Yeah,
and thank you, thank you for sharing. What made you want to share that with the public?
I because so much of fighting breast cancer has to deal with early detection, and because such a large percentage, 85 to 90% of people who are diagnosed have no risk factors, no family history, no symptoms, no nothing. And the only way to find it is early detection, is the way that I did, is to, you know, get your mammogram, follow up with ultrasound, or do whatever you have to do. And it's completely life-saving. It is something that people, you know, as women, we get like so busy, and we're taking care of our kids, and we're taking care of our parents, and we're holding down jobs, and we're taking care of everybody else but ourselves. And then there's something that I have no risk factors, and oh my gosh, I have to schedule something months down the road, and it's unpleasant. And there's like so many reasons not to do it, but I just wanted to remind people that you don't know, and there are so many reasons to do it, and that you want to know, and advocate for your health. And I talk to a lot of men too, and I'm like, listen, help your whoever that woman is in your life that's important, like, make check in with her, make sure she's doing this. If you have to watch the kids, if you have to drive her, if you have to go with her, if you whatever you have to do, you know, help her to get this done, because it could save your life. And it's I mean, the message is, I think, pretty clear. And that was why I wanted to do it. I can't say that it's an easy thing to share. But it's important. So I just wanted the message to get out.
We appreciate you, Hannah Storm. You are important for all of us and so many different levels. But again, thank you so much for your time. We will all be locked into NBA DNA with Hannah Storm because we can't wait to hear all the stories.
Thanks,
this is
Sarah.
This is just a fun little tease to the many, many.
You'll get a kick out of it. Especially as a woman in the business, you will get, oh my gosh, you will get such a kick out of these stories. And I think you'll really like it. And it's just so kind to have me on your show. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. We'll see you again soon.
Okay. Bye.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.